There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Hey, coming up on the show, we've got the mailbag and a few other fun things as well. Most of the buzz in the backyard, though, and I say that's what America Tonight is about, is what's going on, one, with the wildfires. If you're listening to us in Spokane, and I feel you, I've been through the wildfires in the West when I lived in California. And I know how awful this is, where people have been evacuated. And, of course, you're more concerned about human life. But the amount of firemen that they've had to call up, in fact, now going to active duty troops, because what do? You need more bodies on the line. So that's exactly where you have to reach. And this hasn't happened in 9 years. Because it's not just Washington State. It's Oregon, California, Idaho, you know, pick your place. You combine that with some crazy temperatures, too, in the West, feeling like 116 degrees. I was talking to somebody today in Phoenix. That's what they said it felt like there. And so they're concerned even about fires. In Palm Springs, it was 115. It's been really, really wacky combining the weather with what's then ultimately led to some of the problems with the wildfires, and they're hoping that doesn't spread anywhere else. Donald Trump makes a big statement today saying that he wants to deny citizenship to the babies of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. It's part of an immigration plan, he says, that would emphasize border security and the deportation for millions. He said he would also ixnay, get rid of, throw out the window, however you want to describe it, the current president's administrative or executive action in his administration. He would get rid of those executive orders. And he said he was on Meet the Press, and he talked about, you know, how do you secure the American borders, when he was asked about that. And he said he would push to end the protected citizenship rights of children of any family living illegally in the U.S. He just simply said they have to go. What they're doing, they're having a baby, then all of a sudden nobody knows the baby's here. And he said, you know, that's not right. We can't keep doing this. They're illegal. You either have a country or you don't. And his remarks to that effect dovetailed what was on his website, Immigration Reform. So among the details, making Mexico pay for a permanent border wall, mandatory deportation of all criminal aliens, I totally agree, tripling the force of immigration officers by eliminating tax credit payments to immigrant families residing illegally in the U.S. I agree, we got to beef up officers. I mean, if that's what everybody's complaining about, that we have these open holes, which we do, you got to do something about it. And he said, look, a tough deportation policy has to happen because there's evidence of crimes linked to immigrants living in the country illegally. And then he repeated, he said, the good people can come back. They can come back. So you can imagine the reaction to that. A lot of groups upset with Donald Trump already and not keen on his comments. But it's forcing everybody else who wants to run on the Republican side to come up with a plan or a reaction or a something. In fact, Senator Jeff Sessions, for all of you listening in Alabama, another guy who doesn't pull any punches, said, look, this is exactly what America needs. This plan includes an emphasis on lifting struggling minority communities, including our immigrant communities, out of poverty by preventing corporations from bringing in new workers from overseas to replace them and drive down wages, which that is true. That absolutely has happened. Now, Marco Rubio, the Florida senator, who's worked with senators from both parties to come up with a plan, remember a couple of years ago, it would have legalized the status of a lot of the immigrant families. But that idea never floated. That balloon never floated. Because most Republicans opposed the deal, and Rubio has backed away from his support of that. And he was part of the Sunday swirl, having a conversation about what the right thing to do is there. And John Kasich, the Ohio governor, said he would finish the wall, but then would work to legalize 11 million immigrants now in the United States. He was part of the CVS deal, Face the Nation. So it's interesting. And then Jeb Bush, his plan calls for the use of forward bases and drones to guard the border, but also backing a plan to legalize immigrant families. What do you say, America? Legalize the families, build up the wall, beef up the security around the wall, make Mexico pay. I'll tell you what I do like, the idea of make Mexico pay, because I always get this feeling. I mean, seriously, I don't care if you are as left as they come or whatever, right as they come, whatever your label is you slap on yourself. Ridiculous. Of course, Mexico, as poor as they can be, it's the haves and the have-nots. We pay for what they won't pay for. I think they should have to pony something up. And do they really, would I really want a wall if I was on the Mexico side? No. Because people are coming to the United States working and sending money back that their people are spending in the country. And that's the truth of it, right? So they don't want to see that happen. They're not looking for a streamlined, fabulous situation. I mean, not they don't want murders and rapes and problems at the border. But, hey, I can turn a blind eye if you can get across that border before I can get you. Because you're going to send money back to your families. And a lot of times that's what happens. And they get that. They know that. That's part of the deal. Absolutely. I mean, what is the answer? What is the definitive answer? Because really, it's just been stepping around the issue. You know, that's what happens. That's it. We just step around it. And it's gotten worse. Some of the ideas now have come to the crisis point. Because nobody would do anything before. Nobody would do anything. And here's the other part of this, and it's true. What about the people who come here legally? What happens to them? Oh, they go through so much with financial information, with a zillion physical exams, with assimilating into the culture, in a sense. To get residency. It's not a walk in the park. But for the people that are doing it legally, how must they feel when they hear all this other conversation? Does it make any sense to anybody? Or yes, 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 this is exactly, it does make sense. It makes sense to do something, that's for sure, not to dance around it. Because that's what's happening. You have a bunch of chickens. They will not take a stand on either side of this because they do not want to rock the balance for fear that they won't be reelected. All right, hang with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay. okay. Open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Welcome back to America Tonight. In this edition of It's Your Business, I met some really cool women when I spoke to this group called She Now, and I had never heard of it. And since then, I've been spreading the word because I think it's such a great community that can really empower the women around you, young women, all kinds of women, in all kinds of directions. So we've got Brenna Smith with us. She is the founder and CEO of the group. Hey, Brenna, how are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you so much.
So let's go to the beginnings of She Now. And I'm going to tell everyone you can go to shenow.org and you can see what I'm talking about. This, I'm going to call it a movement. I really think that there's something powerful here, and obviously you do because you created it. Tell us about your background and how you jumped into this.
Yeah, and I do believe in it, and it is an actual movement. You know, we're gaining interest for our club in cities. We've got Dallas and Chicago going. We have interest in Oklahoma City and Houston and Austin and Boise and New York. So it is definitely a movement that is taking over. But my background, I actually started right out of college with British Petroleum and did sales, was in natural gas for a while, and then ended up in jet fuel. And one day was kind of like, well, maybe it's time for me to go to grad school, because I felt like that was what I was supposed to do. It's time to go to grad school. So I jumped ship and was going to go back full time, and then realized, well, is this what I really want to be doing? And had some self-reflection that we often do as women and men in the community, and just really started going, well, what is it that I want to do? And I realized that I was a little bit lost. And it's not uncommon for us all to be in that space.
Mm.
So I did some marketing consulting and kind of survived a little bit doing that. And then She Now just kind of started being born. It started as a blog. And then I was noticing, hey, wait a minute, people are listening to what I'm saying. And then I started doing events, and people started showing up to my events, and I thought, wow, I really have something here. It's almost a little of a niche, because we're different than most women's organizations in that a lot of them that are out there are about networking, and you sell this to me and I'll sell you and I'll recommend you if you recommend me, whereas She Now, as you have seen it because you've been there, is all about developing you as an individual.
Yeah, and do you think there's a real, and obviously there, you resonate, like you said, you found a niche there, there's no question. So do you think that that's what it's about, that so often people don't have that space, that place to go to kind of get out of their own head and share whatever it is, whatever's going on with their career, their personal life, their health, their mental state, whatever it is?
Yes, actually, I really do. I think a lot of times people, we kind of go along these steps in life that we are, like I said earlier, supposed to do. All right, you get out of high school, and now you go to college, and now I guess I'm supposed to get married and have babies. And then you're kind of like, okay, I've done all this. Now what? Why do I still feel so empty and so lost? And what's interesting to see is the different groups that we draw. You know, we draw young girls that are fresh out of college, kind of, now what am I supposed to do? What is this big career? I'm supposed to be making six figures right now, and I'm not. What's happening? And then we also get a lot of women who are empty nesters and who come into the organization saying, I have no idea who I am. What is this bucket list thing you're talking about? What, how, who am I and where am I supposed to be and what am I supposed to be doing? So it's really been interesting to see how the club has transformed these women coming in. You know, they're starting to negotiate their salaries and understand their worth. They're starting to have an increase in self-esteem and confidence. They're accomplishing bucket list items. We're seeing vision boards, career path changes, goal accomplishments. So it's really been an exciting process to watch these women from coming in to where they are now. And I can't even wait to see where they continue to grow to.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I think you answered it. The most gratifying thing to you, is it seeing that progress?
Yes, it is seeing the progress and then, you know, getting emails from random people throughout the world, you know, I want to start a club. And actually one from England the other day, you know, is She Now only for America? And no, it's not. It's not just for America, but we're not ready to go there yet. But, you know, having someone come up to me at an event and just say, God, Brenna, you know, because of you and She Now, this has happened in my life and I've done this and I was brave enough to do that. And that also is kind of what led to the nonprofit side, which you and I have talked about.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We're speaking with Brenna Smith, and of course she is the founder and CEO of She Now. Tell me about the nonprofit side and what you hope to do there.
Yeah, so, you know, we're seeing all these great things happening for women, and it started making me think, why don't we do this, and why don't we learn these skills when we're younger? I mean, if you think about the clubs you were in high school, you were in band or student council, and you did learn some leadership things, but there was really no life skill training, no self-worth training, teaching you about credit cards and finances and goal setting, and like we talked about these vision boards, and really understanding that a man is not a financial plan, and that college is not a dream. College is the plan, and this is what we're going to do to get you there. And teaching, you know, just in general, helping them to become happy, enabled, and financially independent individuals in the community. So research conducted by Plan International, they found that the level of poverty reduction and economic growth is directly related to the levels of education attained by women more than any other factor. So if we can get these young women having these life skills, going out and seeing that college, again, is the plan, that's going to help our communities. That's going to help all of us move forward and advance and break the cycles of disappointment and poverty.
Yeah, absolutely. We've certainly heard that over and over again, and statistically it's proven out, as you said. So if we were to look ahead ultimately in 10 years from now, what do you hope to see from this organization, that it's all over the place?
That would be amazing. Yes, hello. What I would love to see is we want to get these programs into middle schools and high schools, so definitely having that in schools throughout, we'll say, the U.S. or and beyond. And then also what we want to do is tie those chapters, those the high school and middle school clubs in with local SheNow chapters, because those local adult chapters are going to be the ones that are providing mentorship. We want to provide scholarships and even internships and job shadowing programs and all of that. So wherever we get an adult chapter, we will want to eventually have a younger version for them to help bring up and out into the community. So yes, we're going to take over eventually.
I like that we're going to take over eventually. And what's interesting is, and you said this too, is in the group you have all kinds of women from all different walks of life. So you have some that have master's degrees and are doctors, financial planners. So that's another thing that I think is great. And what you're saying is so different about your group than some of the others that are out there, that it's not networking, it's beyond that.
It's beyond that. It's all about developing you as a woman and an individual and kind of making you to be the person you were supposed to be, but she kind of got lost along the way.
And
we do. We're all walks of life. Every ethnicity you can think of and came from every background, from very poor to silver spoon. And that's, I think, one of the things that makes us so strong is that we have all of that knowledge and all of that that history that we bring together and we learn from each other. It's not just a singular person in a club. We're all here empowering each other and learning from each other. And we go on retreats together, and it's all about support, as you saw at our meeting.
Yeah.
It's some of the best sisterhood and support that you can get anywhere.
Yeah, and the other part of that is all the things you're saying, and with the different kinds of people that come together for that, like in any group, but beyond that, is it's your resources for each other, too, when somebody gets in trouble, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Actually, one of the girls of the day, she said, I love my SheNow girls because I know I can put it out there at any time and someone will come running to help. And that's, you know, the four key parts of SheNow are self-development, service, which is community service, sisterhood, which is what we're talking about, and SAS. So it really is all about being there for each other and helping to grow. I mean, we went on a retreat, and one of the girls was behind watching us. We were hiking up this really big hill, and she made just this greatest quote. She said, we were all going at a different pace. You know, there were some people that were hiking really fast and some that were kind of pushing each other. Actually, one picture is a girl literally pushing the other girl on her back up this hill. And she said what was great is that we were all going at our own pace, and we were all helping each other, but we all had the same destination. We were all working and helping each other to get to that top of the hill, and it really was just a visual picture of what she imagined SheNow to be. So it was great.
I love it. All right, SheNow.org. Check it out. Brenda Smith, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Thank you so much, Kate, and I'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over GCNLive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at GCNLive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at GCNLive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
But if you have any hot opinions you want to share on that masked man, is he real or is he a phony? Donald Trump, 855-266-5283. Somebody asked me that question today. 855-266-KATE. I think he's real. I mean, no matter what, he's definitely real. What you get is what you see. And what he says, there is not a great muzzle on Donald Trump. But does he stay all the way through the process and end up getting the nomination? That's a much different question. Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm fine. You know, he must be listening to your show because he sure did take the tip.
He did.
I mean, cause I sat there and told you I'd be more willing to be his campaign advisor, but, you know, he's going to have to pay for it, but he figured it out. He figured out the macro because I've been listening, that's why I ain't called in, but I've been listening the last couple of days, and he did exactly the macro thing that I would have suggested. He flew in on his jet, just like Air Force One. He got in his helicopter and flew to the fairgrounds, just like the president would do. And, you know, everybody else, Hillary shows up, you know, walking the red carpet after she gets out of her Scooby-Doo machine and then the Republican side, you know, they got the family RVA or RV all bannered up, and, you know, they got their apron on ready to grill. And he's doing exactly what he should do, act like he's the president, while the rest of them are begging to become president, basically. Now, that's the macro.
Well, he's got them beat. He's got them beat right now. There's no question.
Well, that's the macro side. That's what he has to do. That's what we got to have. You got to show up not begging to become the president or asking to be president. You got to show up like you are the president.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's doing. That's the macro. But, you know, no matter how polished the macro is, you got to show up with the micro side.
Yeah,
I agree.
He came
in there just like that DVD I sent you, and he's doing the same thing that I'm trying to do. He came in there with a piece of paper with a general outline of his what he wanted to do for that period about the border control.
Yeah.
Rest of them are just spewing rhetoric. I mean, the lamestream media tried their best to make Hillary her speeches look like they had some emphasis, but, you know, he showed up with written form in his hand when he made his speech. He had it laid out.
And yeah, that's true.
I tell you, if he wants to continue, you know, I got people for that. That's his next thing, that he can just continue. You know, just like, I don't need Secret Service. I don't need to take taxpayers' dollars. I got my own. Besides, I probably trust him better. I don't need a jet, although Air Force One has the necessary things to run the country. You know, I'll do that. But, see, this is what he's saying, and he's wanting to make the change. And I did listen to a lot of the rhetoric from the other side. You know, they were trying to point out how he supported Hillary, how he, you know, trying to make him look like a fish flip-flopping. But, you know, he sat there, I'm changing. Because he wants to change because he doesn't want to see America fail. That's what he's seeing, is America fail. But there's more to be watched. I got to watch him because, like I said, it's not just going to take a one-shot macro. It's going to be several macros because he's got to talk about the jobs. He's got to talk about, you know, yeah, but I got a feeling if he continues, because like I said, use the same rhetoric. I got my people.
That's it.
He's paying people to, you know, do what he, you know, he's just laying out the big outline, and he's got people that he's working for him, laying this out.
Right. That he can use and exactly save money.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no question about that. And you know, that's where he trumps everybody else, let's face it.
Well, that's exactly what I'd be doing. You know, first off, when you step in this office, no is not the answer. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that. Don't want to hear that.
Right.
You know, and he's just giving them a general outline because he's hiring people that know what need to be done. And that's what happened, you know? That's why he was able to hand that typed out outline of what needed to be done. Now, he, you know, you're not getting this. I hadn't seen this in my whole life in politics, where somebody shows up with a hand, you know, with a typed out outline. Most of the time it's just, you know, well, we're going to try and do this. You know, I'm going to do my best to get it done. Right?
Absolutely. It's called shooting from the hip, have a few broad outlines. I call them broad strokes, and nothing specific. Yeah.
It's just rhetoric.
Rhetoric.
That's all it is rhetoric. No meaning, no backing. He's giving you something that's handwritten that, you know, lamestream media had to post up. Because it was typed out, word for word. You don't get that from the other politicians. All you get is out-of-the-mouth rhetoric, which you know, doesn't mean anything. It's a promise. Campaign promises, as they used to call them. Ain't worth the, you know, squat. But
Yep, so that's a good question. The question is, like Grimm's saying, everybody, and thanks, Grimm, is Donald Trump, what he's doing, is he setting himself so far apart from everybody else that even people who normally would think, ah, that guy's a blowhard, he's a reality TV guy, he's got the bad hair, he's got blah, 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 whatever they want to say, right? Can you can't deny, that's why I say he says he's authentic. You can't deny that he's got people thinking that, you know what, I'm tired of the same old thing, and even if I don't agree with everything comes out of his mouth, I like some of what Donald Trump has to say, and I'd rather take a Donald Trump over some of the alternatives out there. Can you imagine if this came down to Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders? Because we don't know what's going to happen with Hillary, for sure. I've said all along, it's her, and I still think it is. But I can't answer the question of, will they be able to sink her with the emails that she just cannot wiggle out of it enough that people say forget it, and even supporters of Hillary's start to bail and say, I can't support this now, I can't do it. That's an intriguing question that still is kind of hanging out there for sure. All right, on that note, let's quickly jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Let's go to this one from William. William says, Kate, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. You know what? I really dislike Donald Trump, or at least I did. Now I'm starting to like Donald Trump. And the reason why is because of all the alternatives out there, I really feel like, as you say, this guy is authentic with what he says. And I'll take authentic over the seesaw, changing my mind, following the pack, and the same old thing. We get nothing new out of these candidates. How do they even rise to the level of where they're running for president? We have to have smarter, better people than this. Well, who wants to be president? That's the question. And why? Because they get gunked up in the system, and then what they're trying to do comes back at them. I think there's people that we have good people that could run that don't want to run because they see what happens when you get in there. Colin Powell, I think he would have been a good president. I would have liked to have the chance to have looked under the hood and see what he had to say about half of what's going on in America, but we never got that chance, did we? All right, here, let's get another one. This one from Kenny. Yo, Kate, it's unbelievable what is happening here in Spokane. The temperatures, and not so much even the temperatures, it's the temperatures of the fires that are unbelievable. We've had a couple of different fires that have really rocked our world, if you know what I'm saying. We even have had problems with air quality because of the smoke and the fact that they're telling people it's unhealthy and to be careful. It's very, very sad, and I want to urge anybody listening to your show to be careful with the smoke and to stay indoors when those kind of things happen. Run your air conditioner and do everything you can to just stay out of it. Hopefully this gets gone sooner rather than later. Yeah, I mean, the whole West and Spokane hit hard, too. All of Washington State, well, big chunks of Washington State, Oregon, California. We've seen what California's gone through. How about this one? This one is from Jeff 2. I like that. Jeff 2. And Jeff 2 says, I like the little funny that Hillary Clinton made. Somebody must have written it for her. I can't believe she even knows what Snapchat is. It's just too easy to pick on her. But the fact that they're saying there's 300 emails flagged for potential classified info, I would believe that this is curtains for Hillary Clinton. I don't know how she gets around that. How can she get around cherry picking the emails? It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, and this last one, we've talked about that a lot, this last one from Glenn. Kate, I know you're a big fan of going to Hawaii. Did you see what happened with the guy that fell 14 stories from the dorm trying to actually stop a suicide? Oh, yeah, University of Hawaii. Two guys fell from the 14th floor, one to his death, trying to pull the other one from a ledge. 24-year-old man who died was just trying to help somebody who was distraught, a 19-year-old who went out onto the ledge, and they both fell to the ground and were critically injured. Sad, sad, sad story. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
2, 3, ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh. Fell a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
All right, we're making that final turn on America tonight. If you want to pony up and have your say on Donald Trump and building the wall, please weigh in. You think we should build a giant fat wall for real at the border, make Mexico pay for it, and then beef up our security, our immigration patrols for real, by using the money that won't go as a tax credit to people who are here illegally? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. What do you think? Build the wall or no wall? An amnesty for the people who are in this country illegally. Donald Trump is not going to take his foot off the pedal when it comes to his hard right turn smashing against the establishment when it comes to immigration. And he's putting them all in the same boiling pot where they have no choice but to really say what they would do if they were president when it comes to the problem of immigration. Time, speaking of Donald Trump and not holding back, time for our Letting It Loose segment here on America Tonight. Letting it fly. No holding back. We live in a PC world, and sometimes when you let it fly, you pay the price. John Harbaugh, you know who he is? Not to be confused with Jim, his brother, who left San Francisco to coach Michigan. No, this is John, who is the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. He had this to say the other day. He said that he sides with Donald Trump on immigration. He said, I'm going Trump here. He said this at the Ravens practice over the weekend. Build the wall. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. You're not a country without a border, right? At the same time, you've got 12 to 15 million hardworking people here. Give them a shot. Give them a chance to become a citizen so they're paying taxes. All of us know that it's not that complicated, but this side doesn't want to solve it. Neither does the other side. Neither one of them want to solve the problem. Solve the problem. So how about that? He was lamenting the fact, in a way, because it didn't come completely out of thin air, that NFL officials don't work throughout training camp. He didn't like that. So he thought referees should be part of the preseason. The NFL would blame the officials union for not allowing it, blah, blah, blah. So then it kind of drifted off into his thoughts on immigration. He has a valid point. It's one that we talk about all the time. I say this all the time on the show. Where's the cojones? Show me the cojones. And here's the thing. If truly somebody who's representing in Congress or the Senate has a different immigration plan, thinks it's disgusting and despicable that anyone would push the whole wall thing, throw people back, or any of that, then say it. But nobody's saying anything. They're dancing around it with fancy language. And Trump is forcing that. He's forcing it to happen. Because you can't get away from it. So he's got a megaphone. And with people listening, that means, here's the deal. You don't have to say what you really think. But if you don't, you're going to be asked over and over and over again. All right, how about this? Alex Morgan. Do you know who Alex Morgan is? Ripped the pro league over hotel problems. If you don't know who Alex Morgan is, she's one of our soccer players in the U.S. She's drop-dead talented, drop-dead gorgeous, and drop-dead fed up with it. So she tweeted this out because we communicate in 140 character world. And she said this at the National Women's Soccer League about their event. She said, there's no way to address continuing problems. Hotels have been unacceptable. For example, bed bugs and mold at the Adams Mark Hotel in KC. Ooh. So that was the deal. She's with the Portland Thorns. They stayed at a hotel, bed bugs and mold. How about that? And then others tweeted out similar things. And there were problems with accommodating all the people, and they weren't. And basically what she's saying is that the league doesn't care. That comes down to that. They'll put them anywhere. Even though the Adams Mark got terrible reviews, 3-star, blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe they're going by price. I don't know. And that's what it seems like. So good for Alex in saying that, because bed bugs? Would you stay someplace where they have bed bugs? You're this athlete and you're saying they can't afford to put you in someplace better? If they can't afford it and they can't get sponsors, then they need to discontinue it. Because that's not right. I bet this guy would love to sound off, but he's kind of laying low. I don't think he's going to lay low forever. Oscar Pistorius is due to be released from prison after serving 10 months. You know who he is. He went from hero to zero when he was in the Paralympics. He's a Paralympic runner. People were awed by him. I was awed by him. He was convicted of killing Reva Steinkamp on Valentine's Day 2 years ago. He said he mistook his girlfriend for an intruder, but he was found guilty in South Africa of culpable, that's what they call it, homicide after a trial. Now, the parole board considers correctional supervision because South Africa's prisons are overcrowded and underfunded. Sounds familiar. The board has the authority, they say, to put him on correctional supervision after serving a sixth of his sentence. So that's what the deal is. He will serve the rest of his sentence at the home of his uncle outside of Pretoria, which is where he lives. Other areas of what he has to do and that kind of stuff, you know, he's got 15 years imprisonment, so I guess this will stay for some time. But the family of Steinkamp have to be furious about it, and they were pretty much sounding off when he was convicted, but not as convicted as with a stiffer sentence. He didn't get a stiff enough sentence for their mind, and that completely makes sense to me. If you looked at the evidence, ugh. How about this one? James Harrison, you know the name, linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He, this past weekend, wrote on his Instagram account, he is taking away participation trophies awarded to his two sons. They're 8 and 6 until they earn a real trophy. He said, I'm not going to raise two boys to be men by making them believe they are entitled to something just because they tried their best. I say bravo. Now, the executive director of the Awards and Personalization Association is upset. And that, of course, that's the group that represents trophy makers. They say it's trendy lately to be negative toward participation awards and to blame them for kids feeling entitled or learning not to be competitive. I mean, come on. That doesn't help. Of course it helps. Why do we do participation? Then does everybody get, it's like, okay, if you did a course or you did a camp, hey, you completed the camp, woohoo, and you get your participation certificate. But, you know, I grew up with first, second, and third. Sometimes there wasn't even honorable mention. And you know what? I wanted first place. And if I got second place, I got second place. But I didn't want any stinking participation award. Is that harsh? Making him too soft, I agree. And good for him for sounding off. Yo, yo, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.